can't say one way or the other. I think everything's still in flux right now. Certainly, the Senate wants to pass a strong medical marijuana bill, and we've already passed a strong decriminalization bill. And I think that those are two very important things for the citizens of Maryland. On the medical marijuana front, we want to make sure. I mean, the bill that came over, I think, has some flaws in it, and we're going to be working on that. For example, I mean, we want to make sure it's safe and accessible, not just to people who have money, but to people who have needs in terms of their medical conditions. So there's that issue. And then there's the decriminalization issue, which we want to make sure that people that have small amounts of possession are not, you know, put through the criminal justice system. So we believe here in the Senate, at least some of us believe here in the Senate, these two bills should really roll together. We're hoping that each bill stands on its own. Perhaps they roll together in one bill. I think everything's still on the
table. Does merging those two help get it through the House Judiciary Committee?
I don't have any. I can only speak for what we do here in the Senate. The only thing I can tell you is that we are very anxious to make sure that, you know, that all Marylanders, first of all, have access from, you know, medical marijuana, extremely important issue, and that we don't kind of needlessly spend hundreds of millions of dollars on a system that doesn't work in terms of the criminal justice system for small possession of marijuana. I believe that those two issues are important in and of themselves and together.
On the subject of medical marijuana, the chairman of the Medical Marijuana Commission, Dr. Davies, told me this week that he feels the House bill is weak because, or there's a problem with it, that there are just 10 growers, that there's just not enough marijuana. And also he feels he's a little concerned that the bill gives these growers a lot of power because there will also be the ones who'll be dispensing it.
I agree with the chairman of the commission on both of those fronts, but I would also add to that, from a perspective of the individual who needs it, and I said that in the paper this morning, is if you have such a limited supply of it for people who need it, then the medication becomes, you know, you're putting that in the hands of a monopoly who can artificially keep the price high. Health insurance isn't going to cover this. So for the individual who doesn't have a lot of money, who has cancer or HIV or a seizure condition, but if you have such a small supply of it and a couple of individuals controlling the price, then you end up having a situation where the wealthy have access to the medication but not the poor, and that's not a tenable situation. Combine that with the possibility of decriminalization going down, you now have people who don't have means that will not have access to medical marijuana and are criminalized for having it. So, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword for people who don't have means the way that the bill is drafted right now.
Bobby, a lot of the bills that you all pass here in the Senate wind up dying in the judiciary. With regard to your decriminalization bill, are you concerned that your bill may not even face a vote in judiciary?
I remain eternally optimistic that all bills will get a fair vote in both houses, and I'm hopeful that everybody will take a look at the data. The 17, 18 states that have this have had no effect whatsoever on usage rates, no increase among teen usage when you move to a civil system, no increase of drug driving, no increase of gateway usage, none of them. And so, I'm hopeful that everybody will take a look at the data and not kind of hold on to old thoughts and old anecdotes. And really, I believe, I'm always optimistic that the democracy will win out down here.
But, you just want to vote.
We want to get this bill through. I think it's important for tens of thousands of Marylanders per year not to be run through the criminal justice system. It's not just the vote. I believe that this is an important public policy. So we want this bill to become law.
Do you have any idea when JPR is going to do medical marijuana?
We took it up yesterday for some amount of time, and we're having a lot of discussions about the details of it, the ones that you pointed out,
sure.
What the commission had said. And we're about to take another look at it right now within a work group. And, you know, there are a lot of details that need to be worked out. We're not, you know, last year the House came up with this idea of doing it through the University of Maryland Hopkins or what have you. And a lot of us here on the floor said that was not going to be a solution that provided any relief, but we took it. This year, I think that it's important that the Senate's going to have its say on the details of this bill this year and make sure that, again, it's safe and accessible, not just to individuals of means and not just to the benefit of a couple people who become the, you know, quasi-monopoly in terms of growers and distributors, but the important people to keep in mind here are not those folks, but rather the individuals who have pressing medical needs, and it's important for them to have access to this medication.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.